bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers. Today, from the United States, we have Sister Elise Marie Ramirez, who is a formation minister in her congregation, the Dominican Sisters of Springfield, Illinois. Her preaching is entitled, At Wisdom's Table.
A reading from the book of Proverbs. Wisdom has built her house. She has set up her seven columns. She has dressed her meat, mixed her wine. Yes, she has spread her table. She has sent out her maidens. She calls from the heights out over the city. Let whoever is simple turn in here. To the one who lacks understanding, she says, Come. Eat of my food, and drink of the wine I have mixed. Forsake foolishness, that you may live. Advance in the way of understanding. The Word of the Lord. Something tells me Jesus understood he was sitting at this table in Wisdom's house. Not just for a moment, but his entire life. At that table, he sat with the simple, with those who, like himself, were seeking to understand what it meant to be hungry, to be fed, to be with others at Wisdom's table who were also hungry for understanding and willing to let go of the foolishness that keeps one from being able to be seated at such a table. At this table in Wisdom's house, Jesus came to treasure the complete generosity of self held in the response to the freely given, compassionate mercy of the source of all life, his Abba God. God's own self being served at this table, the meat that is dressed, the wine that is poured. I am the living bread. John's Gospel puts these words on Christ's lips. Luke's Gospel draws deeply from this same understanding as we see Mary lay her child in the manger. She too sits at Wisdom's table as she becomes the first to give us her son as the bread of life. Let whoever is simple turn in here. Are we simple enough to sit at this table? Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood remains in me and I in you. How is this possible? Perhaps by my taking seriously the gospel's call of inclusion, nonviolence, and unconditional, compassionate loving kindness. These are the grains crushed, ground into flour, mixed with the yeast of our freely uttered Yes, Lord. Then we remain in Christ and Christ remains in us until and unless we too find ourselves quarreling like some of those who first heard his words. The quarreling within ourselves, among ourselves, when inclusion means yes to these and no to others, or quarreling within and among ourselves as we are rationalizing nonviolence. In all cases, of course, except when violence is the only answer. arguing and quarreling among ourselves and within myself when unconditional loving kindness is appropriate in all cases, but you fill in the blank. Let whoever is simple turn in here. Let whoever desires to grow in understanding sit at this table wisdom sets for us today. Let us remain here long enough to eat of his flesh and drink of his blood so that we might taste and see the goodness of the Lord as this goodness seeps into our own lived response and perhaps a part of the gift is that we might advance in the way of understanding as our Christ has done before us.